Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on, get engaged, get informed. And it's just amazing to me as to what's going down right now. And I do appreciate the time. Yes, I know. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the I do not pretend to be, you know, legal scholar, legal expert. One thing is funny about this, and what everybody is saying and talking about, you know, just about when it comes to Derek Chauvin being guilty or not guilty or doing what he's doing, you know, there wasn't anybody that I know of, with two brain cells to rub together, that thought that anything he did was okay. Even experts, police experts, right, in talking about what he did / didn't do, nobody I know thought it was okay. But when you're talking about people like Nancy Pelosi, who came out and spoke about how Floyd, she thanked Floyd for his sacrifice. I mean, are we serious here? I know I'm going to tee off a lot of people, get a lot of people mad at me. Anybody remember the black police officers who gave their lives, you know, in the early days of all this fighting, of all the rioting, the burning, the looting? Probably not, right? And the officer, what was his name? I know his last name was Dorn. And here's a man who gave his life after he retired, protecting somebody else's property. I don't get it. I shouldn't say that. I do get it. And Pelosi and other Dems are coming out talking about how justice has been served now. Right? And Waters had nothing to do with any of this, did she? No fear there. There's no fear being put out there by these people at all, was there? That's the part that I find really appalling. Not many others will. I realize that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, I've always said this, even in the political world. If you beat me fair and square, I'm good. I'm all right with that. If you cheat to beat, then it just shows you how low you are. I have never heard Pelosi come out and give thanks to anyone like Dorn or any one of those black police officers who gave their lives protecting others. Have you? Can you send me a clip? This is why I call this just so disingenuous, if you would. You know, seriously, was the jury intimidated? I didn't hear the evidence. I know what I saw, but I didn't hear the evidence. So I'm not making a judgment call on whether the jury got it right or not. All right? Manslaughter? Negligence when it comes to he had Floyd in his custody, or they had Floyd in their custody. They should have done a heck of a better job protecting him. Right? I get it. But, you know, you heard Maxine Waters and others come out. It's like this guy got dressed that day, went out looking for a black man to kill. How does that help? Can anybody tell me? How does that help keep the fighting, the rioting, all of that down? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't know. I think this is dangerous. I think it could be worse. And again, not the verdict. Don't get me wrong. It's the conversation by the left around the verdict. That's really what's going to be, you know, a major issue. It never will. And the guilty verdict, as I said, it's not enough for Democrats. I don't know. Did they want him convicted and sentenced?
Reflections on all of it.
Sentenced. Right, yeah, there you go. Perfect. Sentenced right there and then? I'm curious. It's the way they sound, anyway. Even President Barack Obama's former First Lady, Michelle Obama, issued a statement following the jury's verdict on Tuesday, calling it a necessary step, but acknowledged it's not a sufficient one. Right. So finding somebody guilty of doing something wrong, what more did she want? I think we did away with tarred and feathered, didn't we? In this case, at least we have our answer. But if we're being honest with ourselves, we know that true justice is about much more than a single verdict and a single trial. The true justice requires that we come to terms with the fact that black Americans are treated differently in every day. And it requires us to recognize millions of our friends, family, fellow citizens live in fear. We'll talk more about that in the side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side of GC Love, GCN Live. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
No, we're not. We are now. We are back. Joe with you, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Get involved, get engaged, do something more than nothing. By the way, no, I am not wearing the same shirt two nights in a row. I know it looks like that, but I have a couple of these shirts. I love these shirts, so I threw it on because I was running errands today, and I figured I'd wear it again anyhow. And what's wrong? You have a problem with it? Let me know. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Let me bring them on, though. Let's get to it. Brad Dacus joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate the time, Brad, that you spend with us. I really do.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for letting me be on the program.
Yeah, so let's just get down to brass tacks here. You know, everybody's talking about the case today. He's been found guilty of all charges. I do not understand the charges for all intents and purposes, but again, before we get into the meat of things, there is definitely an opening here for not, you know, for an appeal based on what Maxine Waters said. Is there not?
Oh, yes. She did a terrible thing for the prosecution by opening up the door for a valid appeal. She, a congresswoman, was at the steps of the courthouse inciting people to create more violence, to push back police, to create a more hostile, threatening environment, which those jurors who were not sequestered, I'm sure were fully exposed to, and were arguably, you know, easily influenced with regard to their own safety, the safety of their wives, their children, their households. Right. So I think it's very quite it's very possible. I think very probable that there will be an appeal based on that, as well as the fact that the jurors were not sequestered and were exposed to this kind of circus, threatening circus, on a continual basis. It's really hard to contend that a fair trial took place here, whether or not you agree with the result or not.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of saying earlier, was that will this really fix anything? You know, I mean, when you've got so much of the gray area around everything, whether he was, I'm not at this point questioning whether he was actually guilty or not. I do think it's wrong for some of these elected officials to be saying, you know, basically he should have been found guilty of, you know, first-degree murder. And I thought, are you for real? You mean he sat at a desk somewhere every night? He found George Floyd's name in a phone book somewhere. He decided to hunt him down. I mean, because that's really what first-degree murder is when you actually plan the thing out to commit it, correct?
Correct. It's premeditated murder. This was clearly not premeditated murder. The prosecution was correct in not pursuing first-degree murder. There's no way that would have made it.
Yeah, and now everybody's talking about how, you know, this is just one case. It's, you know, doesn't really bring justice. Now, you know, they're going to want to go through all of these. And are we going to intimidate every jury? Are we going to be worried about what's going to happen outside the courthouse?
Right. I think what we need to learn from this is the importance of having, for a fair trial, to have a trial like this away from mobs who are at the courthouse steps chanting and threatening and engaging in violent activity. That's what took place here. It was very, you know, throwing things at police officers. You know, it was like a crazy nightmare for anyone who was looking for a fair and neutral place to have a trial. So this was, you know, very concerning. What's also interesting, I'd like to point out, is that he was convicted of third-degree murder. Now, just only a few states have that in the United States: Florida, Pennsylvania. It was also formally defined in New Mexico and Wisconsin, but also Minnesota. And third-degree murder is interesting because it may include a felony murder regardless of the underlying felony, and felony murder only where the underlying felony is nonviolent, or a depraved heart murder. And I think that's probably what the allegation was, what they banked here, that this was just a depraved heart activity, totally insensitive to the outcome and the results of that a reasonable person arguably would have witnessed or expected. That was the third degree murder. That's sort of unique to just a few states. But I'm glad they didn't do convict him of first degree murder, second degree murder. That would have been, I believe, an unjust decision. And an unjust conviction.
Yeah, I agree with you. But I'm, you know, my concern now in watching some of these people who've come out and said certain things, we are going to become a lawless country and more of an emotional country. So it really doesn't matter what the law says. It doesn't matter what the law holds true to. What's going to matter is how I feel about the outcome, how I feel about what went down. And,
yeah,
you know, that is extremely, look at, they're still screaming about how black men basically being, you know, hunted down and shot in this country, right? When you look at the numbers for fatal shootings just this year, from January 1st to date, there have been 52 black people shot, three of them unarmed. And somehow this is an epidemic. However, There's been 109 people, white people, shot, five that were unarmed. So it's, you know, until we can get back to the realities of the real numbers, and that doesn't mean you don't do anything about it. Let's be clear. We're not saying that just because the numbers are so small or don't, you know, line up or whatever, we don't have to do anything about it. It's not what we're saying at all. What we're saying, though, is we should use real numbers and real facts to work through these things, right?
Right. You know what I think people need to realize in these cases as they happen is that due process, our system works. We don't need to have rioting and burning down buildings and stealing Rolex watches from jewelry stores. We have a system where we have due process. We have a jury trial, grand jury. You know, the whole procedure, it's the best in the world. And once again, it worked. And, you know, these people, if they instead of just, you know, burning down buildings and all this other kind of stuff, would just simply realize, hey, there's a process here. Yes, we can demonstrate. But it's not like government said, oh, we're not going to prosecute these people because they're police. We're just going to let them off. That's not what happened. The charges were brought. He was arrested. He is now convicted. So I'm trying to understand the thinking process for someone who realizes that we have a judicial process with great due process, the best in the world. It just makes absolutely no sense for them to go out and shoot other people and act violent in these circumstances. And I think our schools aren't doing their job to really educate people as to, you know, how our system works and how it is a great system. And at the end of the day, we can be very grateful for it, that most of the time it works.
Yep, I totally agree with you, you know, as far as I'd like to see more done in education, don't get me wrong. But I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back more with Brad Dacus right after the break. Don't go far.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels, plus rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been found guilty of murder in the death of George Floyd.
We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count one, unintentional second degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty.
He was also found guilty of third degree murder and second degree manslaughter. His bail was revoked and he was immediately taken into custody by the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office. Chauvin will be sentenced at a later date. and Republicans may soon have a counterproposal to President Biden's infrastructure plan. West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Caputo telling reporters Tuesday that she hopes their plan will be ready by the end of the week. The announcement coming a day after a group of bipartisan lawmakers met with the president at the White House to discuss his bill. Biden saying at that meeting he was willing to compromise on his more than $2 trillion package. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
How lucky can one
get? We are back. You're listening to Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot going on, a lot to talk about. Always love when I have Brad Dacus on with me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice. So, Brad, before we get back into our conversation, why don't you tell people what PJI is all about?
Yeah, PJI is a nonprofit 501c3 legal defense organization. Specializing in defending religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life, with offices from coast to coast across the country. We have five offices in California, and we're across the country, and we do all our work without charge. And what makes us unique is that we make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. So we don't just cherry pick a few high profile cases. We really have a heart to make sure everyone gets help, and that government is held accountable in this regard all across the country at all levels.
Yeah, and I know you don't cherry pick because, you know, I've read some of the cases you've been doing and what have you and that kind of thing. So, and again, when you look at what's going on across the country, now, especially with this case, I just don't know where the judicial system is going to end up. When you have the President of the United States and Kamala Harris and a few others, you know, before even the verdict comes down, talking about how it better come down the right way, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It better come down on the side of justice. Well, what does that actually mean?
Yeah.
You know, seriously.
Here's what they're saying. It better come down the way I want to, based on my feelings and emotions, because people who say that, they're not sitting in the jury. They're not hearing all the evidence. They're not, you know, watching the witnesses. They're not engaging in the trial. They don't know the law. So it's really, you know, the jury instructions. They don't know that. So they're just saying, I want to come out how I feel, or I'm going to do something about it. And that's basically saying, I don't believe in the judicial process. I don't believe in our court system in America, and I would rather just lynch instead of respect the law. And that's when we act on feelings. That's what they did in the South with the lynchings. We forget feelings are dangerous. Due process is where we have justice,
right.
And everyone should respect the process. And unfortunately, this trial should have been somewhere else because, as we've mentioned before, the it was very intimidating for the jurors. And I think it was very difficult for them to look at it objectively, and I think the defense is going to have a definite bona fide argument for appeal.
Yeah, I believe you're right. And I look at what's going on there, and I just kept saying to myself, like I'm talking to myself, You know, I look at what's going on there, and I go, with all the noise around this, could you have ever had a real trial? Are we going to bow to pressure? See, my problem is, my concern is, we're going to bow to pressure. We're not going to bow to the realities of the law, because that doesn't matter anymore. We're only going to bow to the whims. You mean we're going to become a mob mentality? Is that what we're going to start doing?
That is what is being encouraged by not just CNN and the media, but it's also being encouraged by politicians like Maxine Waters, for example. And it's just very, very dangerous. You know, many Americans were already very discouraged last year watching riots and mobsters just having a free-for-all, being able to break into whatever store they wanted to, steal what they want, destroy whatever car, put stuff on fire. Cities were just letting them off the hook, like Chicago. And then when we see, threats to our judicial process to convict criminals, and the way this was carried out, it should be very, very alarming. And, of course, now we're going to look at the actual penalty. This is my concern, is that, right now, technically, you're looking at potentially 40 years for up to 40 years for the second degree unintentional murder, 25 for third degree murder, and 10 for a second degree manslaughter. But under Minnesota sentencing guidelines, for a person with no criminal history, each murder charge carried a presumptive sentence of 12.5 years in prison, while the manslaughter would be 4 years. I'm going to wait and see here whether or not the judge breaks the rule that is being implemented fairly and equally to everyone, and instead decides to give a much greater sentence that is out of the norm, simply because of the riots, the emotion, the feelings. That's the next test, is the sentencing.
Yeah, why not? They've been breaking the rules. They've been breaking the rules, everybody else. Why stop now? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
In all sincerity, I'm not trying to be, Funny Joe or anything like that. I'm just saying that, my God, it's just amazing to me that again, the judicial system. When Biden says, we've got to rework the judicial system, I'm in agreement with him. I think the judges should follow the law, not make the law, right?
Correct. Correct. And that would be a 29-year sentence for this gentleman instead of this police officer, instead of a 70-year sentence, if they follow Minnesota's sentencing guidelines and treat him equally like everyone else going through the process. So we'll see.
Yeah, well, they've got the ability now to go ahead and appeal this. And, based on what, what Maxine Waters said, it's just amazing to me. If they had, forgive me for putting it this way, but if they had two brain cells to rub together, then they would have figured out, if they just kept their mouths shut, this thing could have gone, a lot. They could have got what they wanted and not had any kind of, haze around it, if you would, correct?
Oh, correct. Yeah, it was a bad call, bad move, and it just complicates the final decision by the jurors.
All right, so what hot cases are you working on now? Let's try to get into Happyville for a few seconds here. What hot cases are you working now that actually, that'll make us happy? I mean, I know California is going to push it again to eradicate the gender differences. We can't have he, her, ma'am. I'm going out of my mind with these guys. It's almost like they're cranking 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to put out the most ludicrous laws they can get their hands on.
Yeah, it is very alarming. There's a number of bills, and another one that we're addressing in a positive way, that's going to bring about recognition as religion and the exercise of religion as being essential, which would be fantastic. Now, I don't think it's going to pass, but there are some good pieces of legislation on the case side. I can tell you that we're seeing great results in terms of standing up for churches and synagogues that were bullied by local governments. We have the state of California was one example. They are on the run. We prevailed with an emergency injunction before the United States Supreme Court. There was another decision that came down also by the Supreme Court against California. And then California came out and said, okay, as far as limitations on people going to church or synagogue, we're lifting those. These are just recommended guidelines. So that was good to bring California and force them to their knees to realize that they can't just ignore the constitutional rights of people of faith. So that was good. I see a big light at the end of the tunnel now when it comes to that religious freedom question and limiting the powers of government when it comes to these situations.
Oh, come on. You don't think they're going to give up that easily, do you?
they'll look for an angle. You know, they're still trying to contend that that singing in church Sunday morning should be, you know, banned and illegal and not allowed. You know, that's working its way through the process, and I think the Supreme Court will hear it, and I think we'll have probably a 6-3 decision there coming out saying, no, there's not enough evidence to compel individuals not to be able to sing on a Sunday morning in a church.
Yeah, I find all that amazing. So, you know, what they Californians, though, what they believe we can do and not do. And I don't know if you heard about the law that they're trying to push through with the date rape drug. Did you hear about that?
No.
All right, so they're trying to make a date rape drug okay for recreational use. And this is not an onion story, okay? This is truly a bill that was working its way through that would allow, you know, as you would with any other hallucinogenic drug or drug like that, that would allow you to use it, you know, recreationally for yourself, just like they were doing with the dope for a while there.
So a date rape drug, they're going to make its usage non-criminal. So if they use it for against a guy uses it on a female without her knowledge or consent, surely that wouldn't be legal. But just usage of the drug.
This is my point. My point was, one woman says, okay, hey, why don't we use that date rape drug, okay, and see how this goes, right? I mean, you can do whatever you want to me, and I won't know it, and we'll all have fun.
Oh, that's terrible. You know, terrible.
It's craziness going somewhere to happen. And it's like, that's why I said to you, it's like the only thing they do in Sacramento is just pump out sex-based, gender-based, I don't know. It's like we got nothing better to do. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Mancini, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
This shit, that ice cold, Michelle fight for that white gold. This one, good girls, them good girls.
This is the real sound of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RO-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Do something more than nothing. Let me bring him on. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time and his insight on plenty of these things. So I do appreciate his time with us. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it, Joe.
Yeah, always well-informed, and I love the information that you have for us. We were talking about during the break, this young girl, I think she's in third grade. And she was told by the school, let's see if I can find this again. Oh, there it is. So she was told by the school that she had to remove her Jesus Loves Me face mask. Now, this is a little third grader. They were all told to wear something in school, you know, a mask with something on it. The teachers and the school is trying to, you know, brighten up the classroom as they bring their stuff in. And there were Black Lives Matter, you know, masks there, BLM, that kind of stuff. Now that I'm reading more of the story. And so they were told that there were no, you couldn't have a political or religious or even inappropriate symbols on a mask. And I can tell you, as a high school trustee, there's a lot of stuff that kids get away with that make me cringe, but whatever. But she was told that she couldn't wear her Jesus Loves Me mask because it was religious. Is that for real?
Yeah, that, based on the facts you just gave me, would be a solid case for the girl. The fact that they had, first off, the fact that they had students with BLM on it, Black Lives Matter, that is a political,
that is also religious, because the leaders of BLM are open atheist communists. I mean, it's, and then, you know, it's that the existence of one expression means that they cannot censor another expression simply because they don't like the content or religious content in this case. That kind of a policy on its face, frankly, has a difficulty, passing, even if there weren't the BLM counterpart, face masks, because we're talking about the state censoring student speech. You know, we had Pacific Justice Institute, we had a case, had a number of cases involving children who wanted to express their faith, and they were not allowed to do so. One wanted to, was told that they were, this is in the Sacramento area, was not allowed to give invitations to two of her friends to a church event that they had, and the principal made the child apologize in writing over and over again. We filed a lawsuit against that school district, and I think it was Loomis Unified, and prevailed. There was another case about a child wanting to sing a religious song for the talent show, and was not allowed to do so. We prevailed. So I think that the case law is such that, especially with this Supreme Court, pro-religious freedom Supreme Court, that this girl is likely going to win.
Yeah, I hope so too, because with what I see, again, Brad, it would make your hair stand on end. What I see on high school campuses that young ladies and even young men, but mostly young ladies, are wearing with what's said on it, I just can't believe that this is even an issue, if you know what I mean. So it makes me curl, or makes the corners of my mouth curl up. Anyway, so will we ever get to, and this question is coming to me as a trustee of the school too, will we ever get to the point where they'll force children to be vaccinated against the COVID? I mean, right now they have forced vaccines, if you would, for many things before your kid can enter a school. Will this reach over?
Unfortunately, Joe, I believe it will. I know a number of school districts and county school boards of different counties are debating this. I believe at the end of the day, that number are going to be requiring all students in order to attend public schools in their school district or in their county to have, for all students to have the COVID-19 vaccine or one of the vaccines. I do believe that is what we're going to be looking at, and that's one reason why we at Pacific Justice Institute are, as we speak, researching this question. I do believe there are some arguments to challenge it, and especially when these school districts are likely not going to allow for religious exemptions, potentially not even medical exemptions. We've seen that already. Yeah, so that's something else that we're very concerned about. The state of California has already just came down with some policies to make it very difficult for children to have any kind of medical exemption to opt out of vaccines in general. I know a story of a little girl in elementary school with cancer being treated with chemotherapy. Her doctor says absolutely not, no vaccines, that will complicate. And yet that doctor is one of the thousands, hundreds and hundreds on the list by the state of California, not allowed to give any exemptions. And so it's very difficult now to find a doctor, because those that have given medical exemptions are now on the state's list, the bad person list, and not allowed to do their job, which is the medical best interests of their patients.
Yeah, I find this amazing. I really do. I mean, I find it amazing that these guys, whether it's medical, there's some people too that might be allergic to some of the ingredients in this vaccine. I mean, look, the thing I find really interesting is we've had, as of 2 weeks ago, we had a little over 3,000 deaths from the vaccine itself. Now, as I've been screaming about other numbers, when you're talking about 100 million doses given out, you have 3,000 people die from it. Not that people dying is okay, but the numbers, I don't know, for lack of a better term, the numbers are acceptable in this kind of thing. All right? But people are dying for a reason from this. Now, whether it's because they were allergic to something, whether they had a reaction to it, I mean, some of these people, you know, did have reactions to the chemicals inside of this. So,
right.
I don't know how do you get in front of a judge, or how does a judge look you straight in the face and go, I don't care, you might die, you got to be vaccinated.
Well, And also, we have to realize, under federal law, the government cannot compel, arguably, this is one of the arguments we would make, cannot compel a vaccine, anyone to be vaccinated with a vaccine that has not been fully vetted by the FDA. These are emergency vaccines. And so I think there's a very compelling case defense for parents to not to be, compelled to have their child vaccinated with something that doesn't meet the federal guidelines for such a mandate to be possible. So that's a very strong defense for parents' rights to prevent their children from being vaccinated by public schools, by the government. Private employers making such requirements, that's a different ballgame completely. But the government and public schools are government schools. I think that they could actually be entering into an issue of potential liability issues, particularly if a child has a complication. And mind you, children, the stats are very clear. The COVID-19 is less of a fatal threat to children than the traditional flu.
Yep.
So it's nonsensical that they're requiring children to have a vaccine that's not fully been vetted for a condition that's not as threatening as something that they're exposed to every year, the flu. So it's illogical. It makes no sense. And if California and blue states push in this direction, I guarantee you we are going to see a flood of people leaving those public schools and potentially leaving California at a rate greater than we have right now.
Oh, I agree with you. And I have many, many, many parents sending me emails asking me if they're going to be forced to vaccinate the kids to get them in school. Otherwise, they're going to keep them away. To your point already, they'll do the distance learning. They won't even bring them in. And number two is, I've got teachers asking me what I think will happen when it comes to them being forced to be vaccinated to teach the kids. And to your point, it's a public school system. They'll probably at some point in time get to that point where they'll say you have to have a vaccine to be in a classroom, to be with everybody. My argument would be, what about herd immunity? What about you telling us that once we got the vaccine and once X amount of percent of the people around you were vaccinated, it was a non-issue? It doesn't seem like any of that's going away.
Yeah, you don't hear a discussion of herd immunity because we're actually getting close to it. It was about a week ago, a couple of weeks ago, I read a study that said over 70% of all Americans have either had the COVID or had the vaccine for the COVID.
Yep.
So if that's the case, we're hitting that pretty good clip a month or 2 months clearly before the next school year. We will have a herd immunity exclamation mark. So I think that it's they're not playing by their own rules. They're resetting the goal line over and over again. And they keep resetting in a way which gives them more power, more control over our children, over our lives. And the American people are seeing through that more and more. And I think that's going to be one of the factors that's going to compel a lot of people on how they vote in the next midterm election.
Yeah. Do you see more and more cases that come up across the country? You see more and more judges looking truly at science as opposed to emotion?
I believe we will see judges doing that because of the large number that were appointed by President Donald Trump in the federal courts. State courts, it's appointed by governors, and we know what happens there. But federal courts, though, I do believe we have much more common sense. We've seen that play itself out recently, and I believe we're going to. I think we're going to see some good decisions moving forward at the end of the day.
Well, I hope you're right, man. I have very little faith in the current SCOTUS. I have very little faith in our legislators to grow a spine and push back. And we'll see what happens. Brad, always a pleasure to have you with me. God bless.
Thank you.
Have a great rest of the day. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. General Paul Vallely joins me to discuss what is China up to. We'll be right back in a little bit.